The following is a production of The House. This program is designed to challenge, inspire, and set you on fire, focusing on subjects few are willing to talk about. I'm Pastor Alex Lapos in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and this is Impact. Well, the Easter season is almost upon us, but this message, the power of the resurrection, applies all year long. So whether it's Easter or not, here's a great message for you to empower you, to inspire you, and to motivate you and mobilize you in Jesus' name, the power of the resurrection.
So now I can tell you with total confidence that no one can claim to know this resurrected Jesus. No one can say, I worship him and I follow him. No one can declare he is the Lord of my life unless that person is living a life of total separation to God. A complete abandonment to the Lord and a total and complete separation from sin. This is the life of holiness, and this is the life that the risen Jesus wants to pour into you. Because without this holiness, without this separation, no man, no woman shall see the Lord. Hebrews 12:14. In other words, unless the life of Jesus has revolutionized your life, unless his overwhelming influence has overtaken your heart and brought you to your knees in total commitment, you're not going to heaven. And this is the Jesus that people struggle with. This is the Jesus that people choke over and stumble. This is the Jesus who points to his blood. And he says to you, this was shed for you, that you might throw off the chains of sin. This was poured out for you to be finished with a self-absorbed life focused on satisfying its own passions. This was shed that you would be conformed to a life that is committed to pleasing God on every level and in every way. This is the Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, who demands total submission from the people that love him, who insists that you hand over everything to him, who died and rose, that he might empower you to worship the Lord with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, because without the resurrected life of Jesus, nobody can worship God that way. He gives himself to you that you might worship in spirit and in truth. He wants to plant his mind and his heart in the core of your spirit and pour into every pore of your personality his divine purpose. This is the Jesus who hates compromise, who abhors complacency, and who is disgusted with lukewarm believers. This is the Jesus who said, my soul abhors he who withdraws, he who hangs back, he who doesn't go all out. Because without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's the rewarder of those, not who hang back, who try to play it safe, but who diligently seek him. And that's why so many don't want to deal with this Jesus. He's too unreal. He's too unreasonable. He's divorced from reality in their minds. He's too difficult to follow. As I was putting this together, I realized this is a difficult truth for those of us that have been playing around with sin. Those of us who are still attached to the world. Those of us who try to explain away all forms of evil instead of living that separated life in Jesus that God calls every one of us to live. Every one of us. And he calls us to live this life through an intimate union with Jesus Christ, who is alive from the dead. Now, this is not a popular message. It's not. We are living in an hour when this message is unpopular. We are living in an hour when the message of holiness is unwanted. We are living in an hour when people prefer to live a double standard in their lives, in their marriages, in their relationships outside of marriage. We're living in an hour when sex, sin, and immorality rages in the church today. We are living in a time when so-called Christians sell out on Jesus every day, consumed by their lusts, and then walk into church, raise their hands with pious looks, and sing, "I surrender all." Making excuses for their sin and saying to themselves, because of his grace, Jesus will understand. He'll understand my struggles because he knows the human condition. You're right. He does know the human condition. And that's why he died and rose again, to destroy the human condition and to transform the human heart. And so the Apostle John writes in 1 John 4, beginning at verse 5 to 8, "You know that he, Jesus, was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. Whoever abides in him or is committed to him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as Jesus is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. And for this purpose was the Son of God made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed, that is the seed of Jesus, remains in him, and he can't sin because he has been born of God." You say, that's harsh. That's really harsh. Yes, it's harsh. But only to those who have not tapped into the resurrection power of Jesus. It's harsh only to those who don't know him. Because in reality, my brothers and my sisters, my beloved, it's actually easy. It's the easiest thing in the world. And we have deceived ourselves into thinking that it's hard. But I can tell you this, that if you press into Jesus with all your might, sin can't survive in you. Sin will die. Living in holiness will become easy, and a life of total separation will seem normal and not unreachable. So living in the resurrection power of Jesus is a life of separation. It's also a life of dedication. A life of dedication. Jesus said in the words of John chapter 10, verses 17 and 18, "Therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself, and I have the power to lay it down. I have the power to take it up again. This is the command." I never noticed that before. "This is the command that I have from my Father, to lay down my life and then to take it back up again." Amazing. Jesus was completely sold out to the Father's will. He was determined to finish the assignment that the Father gave him. Now, please note this, because I want you to be able to relate to Jesus on a very real level. Consider this. Jesus was the son of Joseph and Mary. Yes, he worked as a carpenter for the first 30 years of his life. Never preached a single message. Every Saturday he went to the synagogue. Every weekday he attended to the affairs of his family. The first 30 years of his life was not very much different than the life that you and I are living now. Not much different. But that was not his purpose. You have a name. You have an identity. You have a job. You're in school. Maybe one day you'll be married. Maybe one day you'll be in a relationship. Maybe you won't. You're going to have to live out the years of your life in this temporal existence, and you'll have to meet your obligations, and you will have to be responsible for your own affairs, and by the grace of God, you'll do well. But that's not your purpose. That's not your purpose. His purpose was to die and to rise, and he saw it through without deviation until the end. The dedication of Jesus was not complete until he rose from the dead. I want you to understand that. Why? Because if Jesus had not risen from the dead, it would have demonstrated that he had not completed his mission, that he had sin in his own life, and therefore God couldn't raise him from the dead, nor could he take the sins of the world upon himself, because he himself was guilty. It would mean that somewhere along the line, Jesus got distracted and slipped into sin. But the fact is that Jesus did rise. He did conquer death. He did pay for the sins of the world. And that's why he was able to say from the cross with his very last breath, "It is finished." Listen again to the words of Jesus in John chapter 10. "No one takes my life from me. I lay it down of myself, and I have the power to lay it down and have the power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father." He willfully gave everything to the will of his Father. Guess what? You too have a will. You may not have control over your death, and you will certainly die. But you have control over how you live. You have the power to lay down your life. By your choices, you have the power to take it back up again. You can say, "No one can live my life for me." You would be absolutely right. It is entirely in my power to do as I want. That is absolutely true. But the true Christian who is connected with the resurrected Jesus says this: "Yes, I have the power to lay down my life. Yes, I have the power to take it up again. I can choose. Therefore, I choose to lay it down for my Jesus as he laid down his life for his Father. That is my choice." And if you have not laid down your life completely for the Lord Jesus Christ, you don't know him. Today we have so-called Christians who claim to have laid down their lives for him, because it's fashionable to do so in the church. It's impressive to stand up and raise your hands and make a prayer, "I lay down my life for Jesus." But they've only done it on the surface. They come to the altar to bow their heads, maybe shed a tear for a moment. But the moment they walk out the door, they snatch up their lives again and they do whatever they want, thinking all is well because I was in church and I paid lip service to Jesus. That should certainly be enough. I said some good words. I had good intentions. The resurrected Jesus wants more than good intentions. Let your kingdom come. Let your
Well, that brings us to the end of another installment of Impact with Pastor Alex Lapos. We hope you were blessed, informed, encouraged, equipped, and especially brought closer to God. That is our aim and that is our purpose. If you'd like to write to me, you can do so at pastorlapos@gmail.com. Lapos is spelled LAPPOS. My email again, pastorlapos@gmail.com. Also, you can visit us at our church website, The House Montreal. The URL is thehousemontreal.org. There you'll find some interesting resources and information, all you need to know about our church. So until next time, this is Pastor Alex Lapos saying, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may his abiding presence be with you always.